Okay, then we're going to open up this meeting of the Kootenai Fire District's Water Department Board of Commissioners. This is a workshop for the formalization of employee performances and for the water department. Now, in the last couple of meetings, we worked on the operators and the office manager, and we did some work on the superintendent. Our goal today for this hour we're doing this is to make sure we're finished with the superintendent and then review the other two, make sure we're all on the same page, and then look at a wage adjustment. Does that make sense, everybody?
Sounds great.
Okay. So the markings I have on superintendent, under definition, everything's fine there. Duties and responsibilities. We talked about the face and the voice of the Kootenai Water District. Non-discriminatory treatment of anyone. Under three, we're going to include, in the first sentence right there, it says responsible for recruiting, screening, hyphen Corey, and all relevant background checks, report results to board before hiring and the hiring of new employees. And the only reason I say that, I know that there was a chief in Yarmouth that hired someone with an extensive history of someone being in trouble. And that person got in trouble again, and when it was brought to the attention of the town, because he got arrested again, he says, well, everyone deserves a second chance. So evidently the powers that be didn't know that someone had a problem. Fifth bullet right here. In the third sentence where it says, what?
Tom.
Oh, Tom, you have something to say?
I just want to make sure I'm looking at the same one you're looking at.
Make sure it says superintendent.
Yeah, it does, but I don't have that gray box over there. Right.
Well, this is the same thing as what you have. It just has a place for me to write into.
Okay.
It's like a draft?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not different than, it's just formatted differently.
So we're the seven bullets in that infrastructure.
It should be exactly the same.
Management and safeguarding.
Yeah, and the second page, it continues on with more bullets. So in the fifth bullet, in the third sentence there, where it says it uses all available security procedures and equipment and resources, equipment and resources to safeguard the Kootenai Water District. I had that down to insert.
What page is it?
First bullet, the first page, the fifth bullet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right under infrastructure management safeguarding.
Do you have the superintendent one?
Yeah. So I'm looking at a different one.
Let me see what you got.
Give me a minute to see if I can't get this.
Here, take that one.
Excuse me? You got a second?
Yep, I got stuff all over the place.
I know what I did. I had it marked up and I gave it to you.
Is that yours? I think that, because I didn't recognize the penmanship on that.
That's probably me.
All right, then. Yeah.
This could be my scribbling, because I can't find mine. No, this isn't my scribbling. This is your scribbling.
Maybe this is your scribbling.
That could be.
We got it all figured out then.
Yeah.
Except for John doesn't copy it.
Okay, so do you see in bullet 5, third sentence, these all available security procedures, equipment, and resources to safeguard the district?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I think I'm jumping ahead here, but I think, yeah. I think what we need to do now. Done here. Get these things in a panel that you're at.
Well, that's why I was going to have this, you know, have her go through, make the changes and highlight them.
Yeah.
And make sure everyone has them. Yeah.
English and punctuation. Everything's formatted.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. Anyway, I'm sorry. I did not follow the teaching.
Yeah.
So, your reviews all information is data generated from CWD's activities that we worked. So, were you on the one for implements one?
That was one I just finished.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you're on.
We're on reviews, the sixth bullet there.
Yep.
I didn't have any changes on that. The only thing I looked at for number seven, where it says directs and oversees, I thought we also could put in there, or delegates, all required. It's a water test. It's kind of implied there.
Right.
He's overseeing it.
Direct, overseas.
Oh, okay, correction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you said number seven.
Well, see, I numbered them, yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
You weren't.
Well, I had put down there, or delegates. It kind of means the same thing, but I didn't know if it needed to be in there.
Yeah, the only reason we had said that is because there was one in there specifically says cannot delegate this job out of that description.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure if we should put in can delegate at any point or if it's just kind of insinuated. I mean, it's already assumed there. And that's why we were kind of talking. Everybody was going to kind of think about it and decide really if they wanted to put that in or not.
I think there's two things that, according to the bylaws, you can't delegate. One's the
employee.
Yeah, there's a couple that you can't, and according to the handbook, there's going to be another one. Even just now, I'm coming up with the Privacy Act. I'm going to be the one that can call you anyways.
Yeah.
It has to be done by me or anything. And even if anybody comes and asks for reference, I'm the only one that can give it. It has to be set to the one person, if the one designated.
Because it's part of people's personnel file.
Those in a separate bullet that would say duties that are the sole
that's just law. Law, it's going to be in the handbook, basically. Any of that stuff there, that it doesn't need to be in here because it's already going to be in, it's basically mass law.
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah. I just wonder if it isn't good to have it. So somebody comes along and is interviewing for a superintendent's position. I don't know how long this thing's in, but I'm sure over the years it's going to be modified. You have a bullet in there that states that, you know, it's right up front. You don't have to go to the handbook.
I don't know. Yeah. We don't want to specify too much, because then it might get to the point where you say, well, it's never on that. Everything else is specified, because that isn't. So
yeah.
That's not my responsibility. I don't think me. I'm just saying, a lot of it's in a broad statement in the beginning there. You know, all state laws, follow all state rules, laws of the government. Yeah.
I think it's okay the way it is, because it directs and oversees. So it's not saying that he's got to do the water quality test.
Right.
It's just saying that he's got to be involved
with
it. Right? That's probably what you do now, right?
Right.
You know?
Delegate to the water business.
mistaken.
I got.
Well, there's certain aspects, yeah, that she's got, you know, control over there. That, you know, it usually gets run by me, but if I had to find it, I could never find it, believe me.
Yeah.
Kind of states it there anyway. You know, it should be. I don't do the finances. I don't do the bookkeeping at all. But you know, financing, like any of the bills get paid, I say what account they come out of. She puts the warrant together, and I, you know, initial and make sure everything comes out of the accounts we need them to come out of, and everything else. Refer you to her on any of the what how much is left in an account or something like that. That's right on her computer. Yeah. You've got a cleaned up version. So you want this to match what it says? you're saying demonstrates. Yeah, but you could take a course on anything. And if you then step in and freak out, you know, not have any responsibility at all, I think it's tough because how are you going to get the experience that nobody gives it to you? So, I mean, you're kind of a double-edged sword there, but I understand what you're saying, but I think it can't beat experience no matter what. I mean, you got to have some experience doing the job. You can't graduate with a degree then jump right into something like this. You have no idea what you were doing.
It's hard to tell someone to do something you've never done.
Right. Right. That's fine. Yes. Most of your superintendents, you have been an assistant superintendent. It's like you just like your fire chiefs and stuff have been, they've been around. You don't get many people that have to go from firefighter to chief, something like that. I mean, so yeah, you got to get the experience usually through an assistant position or something like that where you delegate it to do something. We will. Won't be too long. I know how to send an email, how to talk to somebody, and how to look something up.
Even research.
Yeah.
That's just
that was written down someplace. Yeah, here, the classes. Yeah, it's D2, T1. Other than that, that's really all you need to run according to the state here. It does help to have, if you don't have those licenses, as a backflow tester / surveyor, that you have somebody in your department that has it. The problem is it takes a little while to get it. That's why usually there's two people in the department that usually has it. As long as the superintendent does, you only have to worry about keeping one person certified at least in your department. If they leave and go off to do something, you can get somebody else to do it. That's just knowledge and yeah. You gotta know the state law. It's the treatment one, yeah, license that we have. It's the T1, yeah. And I see a T2 coming. It's going to happen. The way things are going, I think you're not going to have a T1 system left if the state has anything to do with it. Yeah, I have a feeling. Right now, that's all that's here. We can change that at any time.
Can you say highest T system?
You can always just say required for the district. For the Kituat Fire District, as required, mass classification licenses. So, because we're classified as a D2 T1 system, you have to have at least a D2 T1. That might be the best way to put it. Yeah, Massachusetts classification for your system. To a fire district's mass classification. DP, yeah, mass DP. And I can go get the certain, make sure that the lettering's correct there and everything else by going through any of our consumption reports or anything like that. It'll have those on there. Do that mechanically and not because, you know, we're in drought. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's certain things like, yeah, well, just sort of like we're saying now, the manganese is getting higher and higher and higher as it's going slowly. I mean, we notice the salt is coming up slowly and everything. Everything's getting to a threshold where, you know, not much I can do about it unless we put another treatment plant out there that's going to get more stuff out.
Right. Right.
Right. DEP's my friend. They make me do one thing that activates something else.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Every time we make a change, everyone's on fire.
Yeah. It's chemistry, you know. It's like, you know, no matter what you do, you put one thing in the water, it's going to make another thing stick out. That's what's happening on the iron and manganese now. They make you raise the pH. Then they're making me put now the chlorine in. Now I get the pH with the chlorine, which is making the iron show, or the manganese show. So they want me to even raise the pH. You could pH a fire up to 9 or 10, and then it might take that down if you want, but everybody's going to have hard water then, and everybody's going to call and complain that their soap won't soap up anymore. You know, and
what happens to our good cooling water?
And then everybody's going to call and say, why is my hot water heater scaling over? You know, why am I replacing my hot water heater every 2 years? So I'm going to, yeah. Yeah. What happened was everybody has septic systems. It's just dead, and we're all pumping it out of the ground, and all them brand new wells are starting to get older, and they're taking everything now. You know, you can't do much. Okay. So now all your stuff goes in clean into the ground? Don't worry about yours. Don't worry about yours. It goes right to the ocean. It's the fish that's got to worry about you. You know what's even worse? Is that the people either down from her were probably using the Kennebec River to put the water in, take showers and everything else. Yeah, because most of your cabins up in New Hampshire and everything, they got a hose going into a river that's feeding downhill down to their cars. Yeah, for showers and everything else. Yeah. Boil it. Didn't we already rewrite this? I think we rewrote it. I think Vic had did up something and gave it to Jen, and Jen rewrote it with all the stuff on it.
Thank you. about responding, it means to send me that just means they have to, they need to be there within 30 minutes, not leave the house in 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sounds the address one sounds pretty good. At least get on there, address the situation, let everything know what's going. It makes the customer happy or the person who called it in that someone's there. Instead of waiting there for an hour going, where have you been? You know, we got to get there, address it, call, get somebody there as quick as possible. And 30 minutes is, you know, not much to ask from somebody. If they're getting paid $225 to stay within 35 minutes, yeah. And I know things happen, you know, it's like I said in the past, you know, I used to do the same job. I know exactly what can happen, what can't happen. And sometimes, you know, you get going, you forget you're even on call. In the wintertime, you know, you go Christmas shopping, and you're at the mall, and it goes off, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Am I going to be able to make it back from Hyannis in 20 minutes at Christmas time? It's hard.
I think 2.5, one just took his second year. They both have the course. One has already taken the test, and he's much harder than was expected. No, not at all.
I almost want to say, though, that we already cleaned up the office. I mean, the operator's stuff. But, Vic, you went home, cleaned it up, and sent out a version cleaned up to Jen to clean up for you, and she might have done it already. Two or more, we'd probably have to have a public meeting on it.
Yeah.
If you guys assign one person, I think it could be done. Did you finish the evaluation for the office manager? Is that done?
Oh, yeah, we did. We started the last meeting.
I thought we were finished with operators. Operators, we just.
Sure. Just wanted to go
right
over right here.
Last time Jen did this because she could talk to somebody in the accounting office, and she did pretty much, I believe, she had it done in a month. Because, you know, with me, I sent out an email to the superintendent. It's when they can get back to me, they will.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's just to get them the bottom of the file.
Yeah. Something like she can call up and ask for whoever has this stuff, and usually it's public knowledge anyways, so they're like, boom, 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 boom. If she talks to the woman in the office. committee meeting, could you? Oh, no, not really. I mean, we got a bid opening that's happening tomorrow, so we'll have probably just progress on what's happening with that. I don't foresee it, unless there's anything else on the agenda coming up. It's going to be the normal stuff. Well, yes, we do, actually. We have to have the budget ready. We're going to have to talk about the budget and have it ready for the next meeting.
And part of the budget would be this?
Yep. Operators? Yeah, we came to an agreement on that. Oh, you guys did. Came to an agreement on that. That should be the different levels.
Again.
That was a suggestion in the beginning when everybody was talking. We figured out they're about a level 3 right now, which would bump them. Yeah.
Workshop.
it stop in the recording?
I would think so. Maybe I'll stop and start again.
Four of them, they might have